Mic check.
Next, I'd like to introduce...
Throw your hands in the air if you're a true player.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
That boy is good.
Good and terrible.
You shut your mouth.
I think you two dudes are going to become real homies.
Where do we find these guys?
Oh, man, I hate those guys.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
Greetings and salutations, friends of Southwest Florida. How are you today on this beautiful Monday afternoon? I am Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepherd. Rick Church on the other side of the glass in for Chris for the next 2 days. This is the Sheeman and Shepherd Show on ESPN Southwest Florida, or as we like to call it, the Sheeman and Shepherd Radio Network. You can also listen on your phone. Download our app. It's free. Do it. Tell all your friends to do it. ESPN Southwest Florida. That's what it's called. You can hear on our website. You can listen live. You can go back in time and listen to Sheeman Shepherd podcasts, contests, lists, all kinds of things on the website, ESPNSWFL.com. You can follow us on Twitter at ESPNSWFL. You can follow me at Craig ESPN, Pete Shepherd at PSHEP326. And our phone number and Stony Brook Golf Club text line remain the same, 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Happy Mother's Day to all you mothers out there. Hope you had a wonderful day yesterday. You are all beloved, so thank you. It was good to have a good weekend there. Pete Shepherd, how are you, sir?
I am great. What an unbelievable weekend! It really was, not only for Mother's Day and everything else, but for what a sports weekend, from the Stanley Cup and NBA playoffs and Rich Strike with
who?
One of the most Rich Strike, which if you second highest $2 bet payout ever at $163.60. And I think if you got paid out 4,000 something, if you got the first two or three, whatever it was, just absolutely crazy. This horse wasn't even in the race until Friday after we got off the air.
We didn't even discuss him.
No, because he wasn't in. When was Ethereal Road or Ethereal Road got scratched. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
They said they found out 30 seconds before deadline on Friday. So an absolutely amazing race. Amazing. And we did talk about that trainer, Steve Asmussen, who fell to 0-24 in the Derby. Again, he was epicenter. And he came in second.
Yeah. How about that?
I netted. I'm proud to say I netted for the race $13.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
All things considered.
Yep. But, man, 80-1. I didn't even know he was there. We were at a friend. We were just walking into a dinner party at a friend's house. Immediately, as the horses were going in the gate, it was such perfect timing.
I placed my hypothetical wagers. Thunderstorm rolling through the area. Big lightning bolt. Power goes out. Flashes back on, but it takes cable 5 minutes to reboot. And I thought, I'm going to miss the race. This is like at 6:54. The TV finally comes back on. That one horse that couldn't get into the two slot or whatever, slapped him on the ass and got him in there, saved me. They got him. So it came on just in the nick of time. Got to watch that race.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, amazing. And then the F1 in Miami went off really well. We got some funny cuts. In case you missed it, Martin Brundle, who's a big-time reporter for Sky Sports.
Former driver.
Used to be a driver.
Yeah.
He didn't have a great day, but it's going to make for great radio. Wait to hear the interviews that he tried to do and didn't really know it or got, dare I say, I'm being kind, when he got confused times.
This is going to get me off the hook for confusing Bing Rames.
As soon as that happened, we'll save it. That's the first thing I thought of. He pulled a Sheeman.
Yeah, but he did it like four times on live TV. This is awful.
He did. Sky Sports is big. I mean, Sky Sports is what, when you watch Pro Football Talk on Peacock, and Sky Sports is big in England.
It's
huge.
All over Europe. Right?
Yeah.
Everywhere, every time I go there, it's Sky
ESPN,
Sports.
And this was embarrassing.
Yeah. So we'll get into that. We'll have some fun with that. Let us say hi to Rick Church on the other side of the glass. Rick, how are you today?
Rick. Fantastic.
Now, I must tell our audience.
Always.
Well, I got to tell our audience that Rick came in here with a parenthetical shrug of the shoulders. Says, guys, I'm in here for Chris today. Chris's password isn't working for the
iTunes.
The iTunes that you use for what something you are well known and famous for on this show,
the music,
your bumper music selection.
Yep.
So you are playing with one hand tied behind your back today. I just want to let everybody know.
Thank you.
We still have bumper music. From Chris's
maybe you
stockpile.
Could sing the bumper music.
Oh,
back
okay.
In.
That I
do that.
Yeah, I would love to do that.
Even if you hum it, hum a few tunes.
We've got a thing that's called Radar Love. Take it away, Craig.
Not bad. Not bad. I let's do it.
Hey, how about a Stereo Charles? A buddy and I play the two all exactly every year for like 6 years. We haven't played it for two straight years. It paid out $4,100 this year. Good for you.
I know. I think he
did. It exactly paid up. You know what I saw? $4,063. I think.
No, he didn't play it. He played it, he would have won the
$4,100. Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And I see Mikey Mike says, love you guys and the show to start off right at 2 o'clock. All right, let's do the rundown. Let's get caught up with a lot of stuff on sports. We'll also check in with Rick on fishing shows and golf shows and all the controversies that follow with all that. But right now, it is time for a SportsCenter rundown. Ladies and gentlemen, here's me. Well, the 76ers got back into the series, tying it up with the Heat, 116-108. Kyle Lowry re-injured his left hammy. He is now questionable for Game 5. By the way, Joel Embiid did not get the MVP. That goes to Nikola Jokic of Denver, second straight year. And tonight in the association, Pete Celtics going against the Bucks. That is game four. Bucks up 2-1 there. By the way, your team got screwed over the weekend. We'll talk about that. And the Warriors taking on the Grizzlies in game four. Warriors up 2-1. Ja Morant, questionable. He hurt his knee in game three. All right, where do we want to start? Eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
Why don't we start with the Miami Heat from last night?
All right.
From yesterday. Let's start.
James Harden actually showed up. Sort of, right?
He showed up in the first. He showed up in the first two games. I mean,
well, I don't. Think
oh, no,
he
I'm
did.
Sorry. I'm
no,
sorry.
He
oh,
didn't.
James, I'm sorry. I thought you said Joel Embiid. My bad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, he showed up last night.
Yeah,
that was the James Harden that we were waiting for. Aggressive, and he looked completely different. Now, can you keep that up? I don't know. I know Joel Embiid and Barton Hahn today. That's all they talked about was Joel Embiid. Okay, the Heat shot poorly from the threes, much like Jason Tatum did. Mm-mm. For the Celtics the other day, 2 days ago. And that won't happen again tonight. And I'm not surprised the Sixers tied this series right now. I know Chris had tweeted out somebody after the loss on Friday.
Gentlemen like, sweep.
But look, it's no shame. I think Miami's still going to win the next two and close it out because I still don't think Harden is going to last. But certainly you got to give props to Joel Embiid the way he played. And Miami had an off night from 3-point. There was still – it's not like they were ever – they're really not in it, you know, they're getting killed. Look, you tip your hat to the 76ers. First of all, it's tough to win on the road in the NBA. And Embiid is a damn good player. Probably, I think he should have got the MVP for everything that he had to deal with this year in the regular season.
Did he hurt himself by politicking for it? Because almost every press conference, yeah. He's and by the way, I should be getting the MVP. And look, Jokic, look, he's the first player ever to have 2,000 points, 1,000 rebounds, and 500 assists, and he wins it. And he's been good for a while. He won it back to back. Now, I don't have a problem with the selection, but Embiid's got to be going, what else do I have to do?
Yeah, and the only reason I put him ahead slightly is because for psychological issues of having to deal with all things 76ers and Ben Simmons throughout the entire year.
I think that's fair.
So I'll give him a slight edge for dealing with that because a lot of players would have not dealt with it the same way that he did. So I'll give him a slight, but you're absolutely right. I mean, you can't. And I didn't see the whole list. I thought Tatum should have been up there, too, for what he did this year. You know, great two-way player.
I think Antetokounmpo came in third.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and there's no shame in that either.
Yeah.
So, but look, I think, you know, Miami, it's the NBA. You're not, you know, these series are going to go deep. These are the four best teams left in the East. And you know, it's not going to shock. I think the Miami Heat are going to close out in six. I think the Celtics are absolutely going to win tonight. I wasn't crazy. I mean, I know the 3-point shot by Marcus Smart. It should have been called. Everybody knows it. I don't know. They still would have lost. My biggest takeaway from that game is Giannis can't play any better. And you heard her, if you listened to Hubie Brown during that game, mm-hmm. It was praising the Celtics and the Bucks defense. I mean, there were some incredible stops on both sides. So, yeah, Giannis, here's your point. Take your 42 and 12.
Yeah.
Fine. But he was frustrated again so many times. He's still having trouble at the free throw line a lot. And they still badgered him pretty good. I'll give you the 42 and 12. If they're going to hold and having Tatum have way off of a night, which you know is not going to happen again tonight. And there's a reason why the game's either a pick or Milwaukee's favored by one. There's a reason why Milwaukee's not favored by like five or six in this because of the defensive matchup and the way they are still pestering him. The guy, for me, who's a big pain in the behind is Lopez.
Always. I love him as a player.
Oh, yeah. I respect the hell out of him.
I think he's another one of those Draymond Green glue guy. I mean, he's a better shooter, but I'm just saying he's a guy that you got to have on a winning team. I like him as a player.
The Celtics had about 9 bad minutes in the third quarter. They got outscored 34-17.
Let's talk about the last 5 seconds of that game.
It's Marcus Smart. That's a foul every time. It was a shooting foul.
You got robbed.
Yeah, but, you know, I didn't throw a hissy fit about it.
I pictured you throwing a hissy fit.
I
said Pete's throwing a hissy fit right now.
I actually thought Milwaukee would probably win that game, and then the Sox would come back and win tonight and tie it up at 2, and then, you know, all bets are off the rest of the way. But it should have been. It was a great miss on the second shot, mm-hmm. and it needed 1/10 of a second more, and it would have been tied and gone into overtime anyway.
Yep.
But it is what it is. There were some fouls in that game. The Giannis And again, I didn't get carried away. It was a hard foul. You know, when Tatum went up for that dunk and Giannis, you know, got to him, I thought Tatum broke his wrist, which would not have made me happy. But look, Miami and Philadelphia, Boston and Milwaukee, it's going to be – it reminds me, really, it's a lot of old-school basketball, which I like. And I like the fact, for on the whole, I think the officiating overall has been pretty good in both series, and they're letting them play.
One other note from Saturday, which carries over into tonight, by the Warriors and the Grizzlies on Saturday. By the way, if you had the over at 253, you won! My gosh, 142-112. Warriors up 2-1. Now, in that game, Jordan Poole scrapping with Ja Morant for a ball. Ja Morant hurts his knee. He's probably not going to play tonight. A lot of people were talking about, I'm not going to say there was a dirty play there, but every day, there's every game in every... All three of these games has been some sort of injury or a hard foul or a flagrant. I mean, that's been the story of this series.
I think Morant's playing. I don't know how effective he's going to be, but there's a big difference, and I know the guys were talking about it on the show before us. There's a real big difference in analyzing that play, what you think is dirty or not. When you watch it in slow motion, it sort of looks dirty. When you see it in real time, I think he was going for the ball.
It
was just an unfortunate incident.
I agree.
You know, and these are not hockey players. Let's not forget. Patrice Bergeron nearly had his eye taken out yesterday, right at the end of the period, the second period. Now, you know what? Here's 5 stitches, back up, blood all over his face. One of the best players in the league comes right back out, and my Bruins tie up the series. Very happy about that.
Yeah, I mean, I was asking you last week, are you nervous?
And
also now
nervous.
It's tied at 2.
I'm still nervous, but I feel a lot better. And it was very smart move by Bruce Cassidy, the head coach, to put, what we've called for many years the perfection line with Bergeron and Marchand and Pasternak back together.
And I'll go back to my prior comment talking about how I like the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs better than the first round of the NBA playoffs. Usually, although things are tightening up at this point in the NBA, but in all the Sunday series, they're all knotted at 2. And tonight, I think all but one of them could be tied at 2 by the time they're all said and done. The Avs have the 3-0 lead on the Preds.
They're dominating. But, again, another great comeback by the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Yeah.
They just steamrolled Toronto. And honestly, that's 15-0 now this year when they've lost a game. They're 15-0 on the rebound.
That's what you call a trend.
That's
a betting trend right there.
Unloading on them. Meanwhile, the Florida Panthers, they got blitzed the other day, 6-1, and I mean absolutely manhandled by the Washington Capitals. So this is a huge game tonight, again for the Florida Panthers.
Yep.
And Washington manhandled them.
Pretty good.
Just very surprising because I watch Florida and Colorado play. I go, God, these are absolutely, I think, the two best teams top to bottom. Mm-hmm. But Stanley Cup playoffs is a whole different ballgame. Then you had Jonathan Quick last night for the LA Kings shutting out Edmonton.
Right.
So, I mean, you just don't know. Nothing, Nothing is over until we say it is. So, and, you know, the Penguins, and I saw Pittsburgh John say that.
Oh, he's fired up.
He's fired up. And I saw him, he said something this morning about no way Tampa is better than Pittsburgh or something like that. Yeah. Where do you get that from? I don't understand.
He's a fan, Pete. Let him be a fan.
No, be a fan, but don't speak it out. These teams are all bad. Pittsburgh's playing really well. They blitzed the Rangers the other day, and with the backup goalie, Domingue coming in and doing a great job.
Yeah,
can he keep it up? I don't know. You ride a hot goalie, sure. Can Pittsburgh get to the finals? Sure, they could. So can about four or five other teams.
Yep.
Right now, I just don't speak in absolutes that this team is so much far ahead than anybody else, because right now, you can't really tell. You go game to game, and you see there's not a lot of trends on the whole so far in the standings. The only trend is Colorado blitzing, really creaming Nashville, and they've had goalie issues. So that wasn't totally unexpected there. The rest of the series, I don't know, 6-5 and pick 'em.
All right, so whether it's the NBA or the NHL, love to hear from you over the weekend, what you expect tonight. 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. I told you before we got on the air, and we mentioned the little snafu at the F1 broadcast, but did you watch my
The
F1? I did not. We talked about it all week. We watched the practice, how beautiful the track was. We've been following this story through Recaro on what this meant to Miami, and I'm just 3:30 on a Mother's Day weekend. I didn't watch it. I would have. I just didn't. This is why NASCAR does not race on Mother's Day, by the way. They give everybody off Mother's Day. But did you catch any at all of the F1 race in Miami?
Like 2 minutes. I mean, I had the Bruins were on from like 12:30 to 4, and then I went out to dinner right after that. And I'll be honest with you, one place I was at is a nice Italian restaurant. It had one TV on. Mm-hmm. At the bar that we were sitting at, and it had the Phoenix Dallas game on.
I'm surprised you didn't turn around. I did. Pete Shepard with one TV that made you feel nervous. I know it did.
Nope, not at all. Because I knew that Miami wasn't playing until 8:00, so okay. I had a lot of time. I flipped to it a couple of times for 30 seconds here, 30 seconds there, but everything I've read, everything I saw, everything in highlights, nothing but class. Everybody had a marvelous time. Right?
I think, was it Cougar Hunter that was going? Anyway, if you went to it across Alligator Alley down there, I would love to hear from you. 239-337-ESPN and your experiences there. Max Verstappen was the winner. All right. When we come back, I want to get into the NFL. We have another leak of the schedule, but I've got some commentary about that. I know Pete does, too.
Well, it really wasn't a leak. I'll get to that in a minute.
Yeah. Right now, though, before we go to break, I want to hear from Rick Church on the other side of the glass. Because Rick does the fishing show. He does the golf show. And I always like to check in. Pete does, too. When Rick fills in on a Monday, what happened over the weekend? Anything unusual food-wise? Any of our well-known texters crossover, any comments about my brilliant observations of fishing, anything like
which
that.
Which didn't come up last week. So real talk and let's talk golf, right? So
play golf Southwest Florida.
Play golf Southwest Florida.
You know, no, Craig, so it must have been a quiet week for you for fishing opinions, because we didn't really get any, lambasting of your opinions on the show. So, no, there was nothing like that. Okay. Relatively quiet, normal weekend.
All right.
Yeah,
food. Was
well,
good.
We had great food. Yeah.
What was the spread?
Well, we had on Saturday what we refer to as croissomlets, like a crescent type bread, with egg on it and one. I actually had two: one with sausage, one with bacon, a little cheese. And then our friend Art, the Bills fan, popped in yesterday and brought us a quiche.
Oh.
A quiche.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, it was fantastic.
What kind? Like just
like eggs
and spinach?
Egg and ham.
Yeah. Very, very nice.
Oh, it was fantastic. It was really good. So, as always, well fed over the weekend.
Good, good.
Yep.
I had a little seafood quiche. I had eggs Benedict. I had ham. I was at a spread for Mother's Day. Oh, just knocked myself out. It's glorious.
I made breakfast in the morning for us, and then we had to do a couple of errands, and then came back, watched the Bruins, and then we went out and had a nice dinner.
Yes. All right.
So it was good. And I also want to say I played in a charity golf tournament at West Bay in Estero on Saturday.
Yeah.
And it went really well. But and we're going to try, hopefully, get this. Congratulations. We should have mentioned this last Wednesday, but I totally forgot with everything going on. Congratulations to the FGCU golf team.
Yeah.
They qualified for the NCAA tournament first time ever after coming so close a couple of times. So they're going to be playing. They're the ninth seed in the Ohio, they're going to be in the Columbus, Ohio region hosted by Ohio State. So they're going to be at the Ohio State Golf Club in their region from May 15th to the 18th.
Is it men's or women? Men's?
Men's.
Okay.
So the seeds are Oklahoma State, Georgia Tech, Arkansas, Clemson, East Tennessee State, Ohio State. Gee, Ohio State gets to play on their home course. What a shock.
Huh.
7, Duke, 8, Northwestern, 9, FGCU, 10, San Fran, 11, Kentucky, 12, Wright State, 13, Southern Illinois. And also the reason why I bring it up, so in congratulations to Andrew Dana, the head coach, Frank Capen, the captain. And one of the holes, you know, how sometimes they have pros and they get to hit a shot for you. You pay $5 to charity and you get to hit a shot. Well, this kid was Pierre Viel. I want to get this right because he's complete French. Pierre Vielnieu, born in Normandy, France, by the way,
oh.
And but came here as a baby, who averages 72.33. I mean, this is all these kids are unbelievable golfers. Nobody, their quote-unquote worst golfer shoots an average of 73.
Oh, those are good golfers.
Yeah, phenomenal. This kid... And the wind was going out. It was a par four dogleg over, you know, none of us would try to go for the green and won, but he did it. You know, normally just you'd hit to the right and you know, if you're lucky, you'd get on two. This kid with wind in his face, and I mean a good 20-mile-an-hour gust, blasting shot after shot after shot, sometimes over the green. So a lot of them on the green or right there, but just the accuracy and the swing was absolutely incredible. So Pierre was fantastic. I told them that, you know, we definitely want to get him on the show before they go out there, and also the coach, because it's a special group of kids. Austin Cicciatella, John Hopkins, Brady Madsen, Frankie Capen III. All these kids done an amazing job this year for FGCU, so congratulations
good.
To them.
Good.
And the reward is to go play on Ohio State's home course, and Ohio State is in it, ranked 6th in their regional. So
yeah.
But go get them.
All right. Yeah, good shout out there. Yeah. And I may have misspoke earlier. Yes, NASCAR did race at Darlington yesterday. They used to take Mother's Day off all the time. It was my point earlier. A couple of other texts. Blue Bandana said biscuits and gravy for breakfast, steak and crab for lunch, tacos for dinner. That's a solid day.
Art said he almost co-hosted on Sunday, but he had to work.
Oh,
what's that all about?
Andy was off for the weekend, and some of the normal suspects that come in and fill in were not available. So
oh, I got you.
It was just Jeff and I yesterday.
Okay. Anti-Jameis Bucks fan, I watched the F1 race from green to checker flag. I'll take NASCAR any day of the week. Not enough side-by-side racing to keep you locked in. Interesting take. Pittsburgh John says that text was meant for the morning guys regarding Tampa and Pittsburgh.
Because they don't believe Pittsburgh's any good. Pittsburgh has played better so far.
Yeah.
They've been a better team. But, it's 2-1. And I think Pittsburgh John is a good enough hockey fan. That's far from over. But anybody who's speaking in absolutes about any of these playoff series right now, except for Colorado and Nashville, then you don't know what you're talking about.
Wait a minute. Have you ever heard me host a radio show? I speak in absolutes all the time. That's what fans do.
Yeah, but not. But we're not supposed to be. You're supposed to think objectively. I understand the fan part does come out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand the fan part comes out. But, Rick's Minnesota Wild. I mean, tough loss last night, 5-2, but they played. They were up 2-1. That series is tied at 2. Bruins are tied at 2.
Yep.
Maple Leafs and Lightning are tied at 2.
Matt Naples shows us his spread from Mother's Day. Crab legs, asparagus, lobster.
Lobster tail.
Yeah, looks good.
That's
nicely done.
At a restaurant, did you make that?
Yeah, I don't know.
By the way, but Pete, just to clarify, I wouldn't necessarily refer to them as my Minnesota Wild because
I know
because
they're the Dallas Stars.
I don't like the Dallas Stars.
Well, they were the Minnesota North Stars.
Right, I'm just saying I'm one of those fans that never really got over the Minnesota North Stars being dragged out of Minnesota, and I've been a pretty indifferent. I kind of embraced the Red Wings because my son is a huge Detroit Red Wings fan.
Oh, well, welcome aboard.
Yeah, if If I had an NHL, it would probably be the Red Wings.
Oh, that's good to know. I didn't know that about you. Right.
I have kind of an attitude about the Minnesota Wild because they should be the Minnesota North Stars. But I don't.
Yeah, I agree.
Horrible.
All IPAs texting in. Beer for breakfast, beer for lunch, beer for dinner for his Mother's Day. Wow. Lifelong Buckeye says, Buckeyes are so good at so many sports. The golf. You had to mention them.
They're number six in their region.
Yeah. Oh, Matt Naples says he made that spread that he just showed. Wow, that's impressive.
Very nice.
That's high end. That's high end.
Because that's like with a lobster tail like that, you get a lobster tail. That's usually $30 right there, $25.
Yeah. What is it Gasparilla has showed that he cooked? I can't tell.
It looks like a shrimp.
Shrimp with some Parmesan. I can't tell.
Creole? Does that look like a shrimp Creole type of thing? I can't tell.
It's usually a red or.
No, but it can be a cream sauce sometimes. It looks like shrimp. I can't tell. Is it shrimp and pasta? I can't tell.
Yeah. Let's see here. Texter Jeff showing his smoked and grilled chicken over the past weekend. Very good. Everybody's showing their wares over the weekend. They're cooking. All right. When we come back, some NFL news regarding the schedule. By the way, it comes out in full on Thursday. You know, we'll be talking about that Friday. And then also, I read a story that came and went over the weekend. A particular mayor of a particular NFL city thinks that the NFL should expand into his city and have a second team. You may be surprised who this is. All that coming up.
I have not seen that, so I'm looking forward to seeing it.
And as I mentioned, we'll be talking about wins and losses and the schedule on Friday's show. Friday's show will be out and about, part of our Sheep and Shepherd Golf Scramble, brought to you by Naples Wealth Planning. It's our five-year anniversary show out there. After we play at Stony Brook, we'll be at Duffy's next door. You're all invited to that from 2 to 6, brought to you by Stereo Bay Chevrolet, Gavin's Ace Hardware, and Valvoline. Sheeman and Shepherd, we are warming up on a Monday on ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Well, this may come as a shock to some of you guys.
There's more to sports than the final score, but let's face it, the final score is pretty important.
Get that through your head!
This is Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepherd. Rick Church in for Chris on the other side of the glass. Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida. Thank you for tuning in on a Monday. Before we get into some NFL scheduling news, and again, the full schedule will come out on Thursday night at 8 o'clock. Quick update of the USFL pigskin picks from Friday's show.
Undefeated?
Pete Shepherd, who the previous week went 0-4.
Did I improve?
You did.
Oh, good.
You got one right.
Oh, good.
1-3.
Ah.
It's 1-7 against the spread in your last 2 weeks. You have fallen below 500 at 7-9.
That's okay.
Chris and I, who pretend to know what we're doing, 3-1. Lucky guesses across the board. However, Chris is 6-10. I'm 10-6. The coin 1-3, like you, Pete, and is 8-8. So I'm starting to build a commanding lead.
So the highest spread was the Generals when we left here at 9.5. You're telling me it went down to 8, New Jersey won.
No, the game was an 8-point game. I'm just saying the spread was still up there. Yeah, but I told you Friday, that's too big, even for USFL. You can't take that.
Of course, in real life, I would have teased it and got it at 3.5 and 1.
Yes, you would have. There's no doubt about it. I must say, the only thing I know from this weekend for sure, Jeff Fisher and the Michigan Panthers are now at 1-3. They could have been 2-2. They were moving the ball with Shea Patterson. They get it down to the about the 10-yard line with about a minute 50 to go. And he starts milking the clock instead of trying to score.
What?
Well, you know the old adage, you don't want to score too early. Well, he didn't score at all. And they end up at the horn kicking a 21-yard field goal and missing it. Missing a 21-yarder. Their kicker was 1-for-5 on the day. Extra points, field goals were a disaster. Lord. They lose. Philly Stars win. Jeff Fisher now at 1-3. That's a shame. So that's the latest on the USFL. I'll update that again at 4 o'clock. We have a texter named Nude Golf. He just texted in a bunch of pictures from Mother's Day celebration.
Nice.
No, like no nudity. No, like I'm not saying.
There's some hats there, too. Is this a Kentucky Derby celebration, too? They're all wearing hats.
Well, displaced Seahawks fan was in the studio this past week. But he didn't let us know. It was his birthday over the weekend. He says every 5 to 7 years when my birthday falls on Mother's Day. He sent us a picture of his cake. Well, happy birthday, Display Seahawks fan. And I did give Rick Church the cigar that you requested. So, anyway, that's all good. All right. Over the weekend, I read a story on Pro Football Talk. There was a mayor that says he wants his city to get the next expansion team in the NFL. It's a city that already has a team. He says we are big enough to handle two. Dallas.
Oh, what, Fort Worth and what?
Yeah. Obviously, it seems like Jerry would be against it. But the city, the area is big enough to do it. I mean, if you're going to look at, you know, New York with two teams and L.A. with two NBA teams. The metropolitan is, in fact, it's about to overcome Chicago as the third largest city in America. Size-wise, market-wise, it could handle it. I don't know if Jerry wants that in his backyard.
San Antonio, and again, Hard Knocks was there, but that stadium is, how big is that San Antonio stadium? I don't think it's.
The Alamo Dome?
It's not 60,000.
I think it's close.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I'll have to look it up.
Now, there was a time when the Saints were playing there in San Antonio. And Jerry, because of my relationship with James Washington, I've got to be with Jerry Jones a few times. He swears to me he would have welcomed a new, because they were kicking around the tires of putting a team in San Antonio back in there, because the Saints drew so well there. He would like it. He says it would be good for a rivalry, good for competition. I don't know if he wants one in his own backyard or not, though, in Dallas-Fort Worth. But,
yeah,
I don't know. Very interesting. All right, so explain this to me. The NFL usually makes all the right moves. Well, as long as we're not talking about suspensions and discipline. So we know that week two, Monday Night Football doubleheader, Tennessee versus the Bills at 7:15, Minnesota, Rick, versus Philadelphia, 8:30. One's on ESPN, one's on ABC.
Same network, basically.
Yeah. Why?
I don't
know. Are the times overlapping? Why do we not have a 7 and a 10? And why are we doing a doubleheader in week two?
They're doing one in week one as well.
I know, but
I don't mind the doubleheader in week two. I just I'm offended by the two East Coast time zones. I don't understand that. The NFL is so cognizant of its audience and so meticulous when it comes to television. It's the one thing they get almost right every time.
Yeah.
Excuse me. I don't understand this. I don't get it. Why do you want people switching back and forth? You know, it's the same network, too.
I know. ABC, ESPN.
I don't get it. A 7:15 and an 8:30. I don't understand that at all. I really don't.
I take it there's no Manning cast that weekend because that would be that'd be a cluster.
I can't say for sure if there is or there isn't. I don't know. I do not know. The rest of the schedule comes out 8 o'clock on Thursday, which I'm assuming by the time we get on the air at 2 on Thursday, a lot of it will be leaked out, as it usually is. We usually have it all or most of it before we get off the air. But.
By the way, Alamo Dome football seating 64,000. Just FYI.
Mm-hmm.
Kathleen says she was in the Dallas-Fort Worth area over the weekend. It is so huge. When you fly over it, you see lights forever. Yeah, it's a huge metropolitan area. It could support another team.
Yeah.
Pistons fan from Toledo says, had a 10-horse parlay working Saturday. Didn't have two. Didn't have two, right? Is that what we're saying?
Or didn't have the two horse?
I guess. I don't know.
Sounds like some bad luck there.
Yes. Other NFL news, the Lions and Aiden Hutchinson have agreed to a 4-year, $36 million deal, fully guaranteed, $23 million check up front. And I see Richard Sherman is deep in talks for the Amazon broadcast. How many guys are they going to have on this Amazon broadcast?
Although he's saying he's keeping in shape just in case he gets a call from the NFL.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't know. Yeah, I think Richard Sherman's done. I think we knew that when he signed with Tampa Bay.
Yeah, well, the first day he had a problem the first first couple series, right? I don't think he made it past the first couple series.
Bad hammy, as we predicted, because usually an older, inactive player in that kind of position, you're going to pull the hammy.
Yep. The what else was I going to say? Yeah, so I can't figure out. I don't know if I can't figure out the 7:15, 8:30 week two. I really.
Are we the only ones talking about it? I don't hear anybody complaining about it. This is weird. And plus, we're always told, you know, that West Coast market is so important. Well, why are you starting a game, the second game at 5:30? It's 4:15 and 5:30. Those are your two Monday night football games in week two out on the West Coast.
I don't understand it. I really don't. It's bizarre because they're so meticulous about the way they schedule games. And
I thought it was a misprint when I saw it the
first
time.
So did I. I saw it's 10:15. Nope. 8:30.
That's crazy.
And two East Coast time zones. I mean, just doesn't.
And, I mean, two East Coast game, one in Buffalo and one in Philadelphia. Just schedule all the other teams. It's crazy.
Yep. I don't get it. I don't get it.
All right. Well, we're just kind of warming up here on a Monday. 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. If you want to chime in on anything that you saw over the weekend, that was it in a nutshell. Very, very busy, busy weekend. And love to hear your input on it. Coming up, we got a trip down Sound Street. Later on, Wikipedia. By the way, Rick, is Wikipedia, Firehouse Subs this week? I didn't get the memo, so I think it is.
Firehouse Subs.
Firehouse Subs.
Whoa. Yes, nice. Sir.
I will tell. I'm not going to tell you yet, Pete Shepard.
Okay.
You are going to love Wikipedia today.
Awesome.
Love it.
Oh, is it nerdy?
There's some fun questions in there. I was surprised by the topic.
It's his birthday.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, some of the questions are fun.
Yeah. All right. Well, I got it. That's like an endorsement.
I know, which from Rick Church. I'm usually a little, you know, I'm a little hard on you about Wikipedia questions.
Oh, you and Chris both. Don't worry. I'm so used to it.
This should be fun. I look forward to this one.
And just coming in, Tiger Woods and Phil listed in the field for next week's PGA Championship at Southern
Still,
Hills.
Still?
Yep.
Nobody's. All right.
Yep.
Nobody's pulled out from that one. Okay. We'll see. Captain Deb, very complimentary. Rick's music selection's on point today, as always. You guys are awesome. Also, some photographic evidence here for Craig.
Night fishing thing.
All right, I got to see this. And by the way, Rick playing with one hand behind his back because he can't get Chris's iTunes
account. But I still have YouTube, so you know it's a little bit more, you know, touchy. But I think we'll be okay.
Captain Deb, that is a beautiful looking fish. Ooh, I got to tell you.
I hope you ate that one.
She caught it at nighttime.
I'm sure she didn't.
She didn't?
No, she's pretty strictly catch and release.
I understand.
Once in a while.
Well,
right?
A big enough one. I mean, that seems like a big enough regulation size. I can't tell if that's.
What is that? Is that trout?
No, that's not a trout.
Is that a bass? I can't tell. It's got a big mouth.
It's a beautiful fish.
It's. I don't know what it is, but it's not a trout.
You know, a fun fact, I was reading.
Deb is probably so disappointed in me right now that I don't know what that
is. You should know what that is.
I should know what that is.
I mean, that's about a 2-foot fish.
We get so many pictures on the fishing show every Saturday. I should know what that is.
It's got a yellow tint to it on top of its head.
Yeah, it's like silvery, a silvery scale, shiny silvery.
That's a shiny hue.
It's not a striper, is it?
No, it's not.
Now you're just making up fish names.
No, I'm looking at.
And I know it's not a snook because they have a little.
No, snook's got like a beak. Even I know that.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
So
you should go back. You know, 2 weeks ago, Craig, the whole theme of the show was night fishing. You should really go back and listen to the podcast.
Well, I'm sorry I stirred that up. That was my fault, I'm sure.
No, you're not.
I did read something this weekend. If you're ever stranded at sea and you're desperate for water because you're out in the salt water, you're bobbing like a cork waiting to be rescued, and you're dehydrating rapidly, I was told if you can catch a fish with your hands, eat the eyeballs. They're full of things that will help you not be dehydrated, like
water. So
it's water
like Gatorade. Like it's kind of
Gatorade in the fish eyes. Yeah.
I have never heard of that, But if I'm ever drowning or hopefully are in some trouble and I get kicked out of a boat and
well, if you ever fall off a cruise liner, you know, they lose one person every week in the news. Somebody jumps off and they stranded at sea or something.
They jump off or the railing gives away because they're doing nookie out in the deck.
That's all the above are possible.
Yeah.
Tarpon. It's a tarpon.
Oh, tarpon. Of course.
Juvenile tarpon. I should have known that.
I would not have guessed that.
Dang it. Sorry, Deb. I've not learned a thing.
Bootcamp says, I bet Craig, if you could answer Captain Dibbs' name, that fish from Saturday's show was the easiest ever. I didn't hear this Saturday show.
How does she do that in a non-visual medium, name that fish? Does she describe it and then you come up with it?
It's called Name That Species.
Yes.
Oh.
I got it a month ago. I got one a month ago.
Craig asking, how does she do it on radio?
She uses
a description to describe what it looks like, what it feeds on, what kind of water
it's in. All fish look the same by description. They got scales. they got two eyes. They got a mouth. They got little flipper fins.
I think that flounder was the, not last week, I think the week before, you know, because sometimes it takes a while to get somebody to get the right answer.
Now, flounder's a weird looking fish. It looks upside down, but sideways, but it's got like an eyeball on the top of his head.
The only fish that you could identify that I'm convinced of is catfish, only because you can't mistake a catfish because of the whiskers.
I think I can nail a flounder. I can get that. Those are good eats.
Yeah.
Catfish, that's kind of a layup. All right.
I love catfish. A lot of people, I love it.
All right, so we got a trip down Sound Street. That's coming up next. Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
Taking a cruise through all the sound.
But they're not going to rook us.
Don't you ever talk about me!
Who was talking about you?
Come after me! I'm a man! I'm 40!
I can say anything I want. That's the beauty of this country.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
It's time for
Sound Street on Sheeman and Shepherd.
All righty, boys and girls, let's get into it. Let's jump in with the NBA. Of course, yesterday the Sixers tie up the series against the Heat, much to Chris's chagrin. 116-108, James Harden actually showing up. Hey, Jimmy Butler says something I wish all athletes would say. I'm not trying just to protect home court. We're trying to win every game, for crying out loud.
Man was saying yesterday after practice, a series doesn't start till someone wins on the road, and then we told him, but you have four home games, you could also win a series that way. But are you looking at it now as just protect home court, need be, and that's the reason you played for the number one seed?
No. I'm trying to win every game. Home, on the road, I want the next two. I think we both do both teams. But once again, I like our chances.
All right, and here's Eric Spoelstra saying his team has many ignitable guys.
You know how fast that can change, though? You know, all of a sudden, we have so many ignitable guys. You know, you mentioned Duncan, but the same thing with Max, the same thing with Tyler, Gabe. Like, they see a couple go down, that can turn into four, five, six, like that. And that's what I want our guys thinking about. I want them being gunslingers, coming out firing, and, you know, us playing the right way, the way we're used to doing it. But that ignitability, that can change in a hurry.
Yep. All right, that's Coach Spo. Here's Joel Embiid, and he played. They played their way back into this series, but they haven't played their best yet.
I mean, the way we play is the reason why, you know, we tied the series. But I don't think we've played our best basketball. Tonight we had, you know, way too many turnovers, I think 16. So, and, you know, we missed a bunch of wide open shots. You know, we had a couple possessions offensively that didn't go our way. And then defensively, at times, especially at the end of that third quarter, we won, you know, together. So we got a lot of, you know, we got a lot of adjustments and a lot of room to grow, so we gotta learn from it. So, but we are far from, you know, playing our best basketball, so that's the encouraging thing.
Okay, and here is James Harden, who actually showed for this game. 31 points, shot 18 times, 6 of 10 from three land. He's here's a little back and forth with him and a reporter on Joel Embiid.
James, you kind of touched on this a little bit ago, but just, I know it can be hard to maybe combat the, like, emotions of a series, and so when you guys fall down 2-0, what was the key besides getting this guy back to just staying the course, mentally and emotionally? Okay, you laughed. So
that was the key right here.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
The MVP of the league, like, yeah. I mean, credit to our, you know, our guys. We had the right mindset going into both games, you know what I mean? Like, we just, it's difficult. You know, without Joe, you know, to win if you don't make shots. And we didn't make shots the first two games. You know, if we make shots, it's probably a different, you know, different ball game. But just given, we still had that confidence going into game three, knowing that we can beat these guys. And you know, obviously bringing Joe back was the X factor. But we just, our confidence level remained high, and we just, you know, kept that same swagger going into game three and then going into game four as well. So, you know, we got to put a full game together, game five, and we're thinking about it now. But we got to put a full game together, both ends of the ball, to be able to go out there and get a win.
I mean, but Harden yesterday was a killer. He hit every big shot. The Miami cut it to five with about 3 minutes to go. Then he just hit a big-time three and shots after that, one after another. So he was in the zone yesterday, at least for that one game.
All right, when we come back, we'll take a look at the West game yesterday, Suns and Mavs, fan getting kicked out, strange game. We've got some highlights from some amazing goaltending in the Kings Oilers game.
Yep.
So we'll do that. And then the reporter, the former driver, the F1 driver, was doing interviews, celebrity interviews, kept getting people all messed up.
Martin Brundle.
Yeah. We'll have some fun at that because it's happened to us before. Me.
Yeah, that's all us.
All right, all that coming up at the 3 o'clock hour. Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.